Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Mondays on The Wake Up Call, we do missed connections. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. Now, if you are a person that has decided to put together a posting on Craigslist for missed connections, and you'd like us to read it, simply write 106.5 The End. Hey, Wake Up Call, read this. Something like that. Catch our attention.
Yeah.
We'll gladly read it here every Monday on missed connections. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Donut time.
Okay.
All right.
I saw you at donut time on Elkhorn. When I walked in, you were hella pissed and yelling about your order. The fire in your eyes was sexy as hell. I wanted to kiss you right then and there. I love a woman who won't take no for an answer. Next time you want to go to war like that, tell me ahead of time so I can show up to watch.
What could possibly have gone wrong at a donut shop?
That was my thought. What could happen at a donut shop? How could an order be that wrong?
That's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't quite get it.
Maybe they're out of chocolate milk.
Is that a big prerequisite for donuts? Chocolate milk? Not regular milk.
Yeah.
Seems like that's too much sweet.
I don't know.
The only thing I can think of is that when you ask for an assortment box of donuts, just go, I want all glazed or I want all maple.
Okay.
And they might not have enough to fulfill all 12.
And that would make you enraged?
If
you're quick to temper, I'm going to say something very controversial.
Oh, my God.
If somebody got your order wrong at a donut place, what difference does it make? Aren't donuts kind of like Mexican food where it all just kind of tastes the same?
Kind of.
No.
Really?
Mm.
The only thing is the old-fashioned.
What's an old-fashioned?
Isn't that like an old-fashioned donut? It's more like cakey.
What is she saying?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. It's the kind you like.
If we walk into a donut shop and say, give me an old-fashioned, they'll know what I'm talking about?
And the chocolate milk.
And the chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're a donut eater. What's an old-fashioned?
Oh, he's coming in.
Here he comes.
He's got a button. He can just push a button.
I know, he can just talk.
Hey.
He's never going to turn down an opportunity.
Is a cakey donut.
That's what I just said.
But what does that mean?
It's more like a cake mixture besides
a cruller? Is she talking about
a cruller is more egg-based. That's my favorite.
What?
There's different textures to a donut that makes it taste good. Like sprinkled donuts, they're different from cake donuts. They're a different thing. It's not good. Not a facist.
All right, get up.
Okay.
You're not a what?
I said he's not a facisticated.
Get out! Ew.
Put one arm up. Put one arm up.
Kevin, go get donuts.
He just yells now.
Oh,
all right. Misconnections on the Wake Up Call.
Are you guys okay?
Go on. We're listening. Go on.
This is titled "I Saw You."
Uh oh.
It's a man for a woman. Girl, I saw you. You was with some little dude at University of Beer, and I was in the parking lot chilling with my boys. I holler at you, but you didn't come over to me. We went in, but I don't F's with those hops and S, so we didn't stay. Tell that small dude that his time is up and you need a real man.
God, that was so close to my parents' wedding vows. Wow. Well, which university of beer, fella? We gotta know.
Oh, are there multiple locations?
Oh, there's multiple locations.
Oh, I thought like the only like significant one was the one downtown.
There's one downtown. There's one in Davis. There's one in Rockland. So, and I'm going to guess that this wasn't the one in Rockland, because if you were chilling in the parking lot with your boys, there's an Applebee's there. So, like, that's not very hood.
Yeah, and the one that's downtown doesn't really have much of a parking lot.
So it's got to be Davis?
I'd assume so.
I was chilling in the parking lot with my boys, talking about school.
Right.
Okay, so he's right. I mean, hops and S, I think, are ruining beer.
Oh.
I'll say it. But the other thing is that even if he's not short, calling somebody else's boyfriend or guy that you're with a little, what did he say?
Small dude.
Small dude.
I think at first he called him a little dude, some little dude, and then later called him a small dude.
That's hilarious.
I mean, that's a gut punch
right
there.
That's so great. You can't come back from that.
Yeah.
Even if the person's 6'3". Walking and being like, who's your little friend?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.